You're listening to Not So Live from Asteroid G, slightly more expensive than $1.50. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
I mean, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here would maybe prefer 3-to-1 Celeste pizza for ones compared to this one, I mean.
Okay, so we're discussing the fact that Totino's Pizza has now an ultimate version in, which is a, feels like an ironic misnomer, because Totino's should never be ultimate. When I was a child, tiny tot, Totino's was the $1 pizza you pick up from the frozen section because your parents like are cooking something you don't like, which in my case was French onion soup, which I detest. And they're like, okay, you don't have to eat this time. You've tried it before. Let's get you a little like kids cuisine or a Totino's pizza and you can just have that instead. It's been 30 years since I first ever had a Totino's. The shit's only gone up 50 cents in price. And it's just as crappy as it ever was. Fake grain, fake sauce, fake cheese, fake meat. Nothing about it is real. Like, if you look at it, that says, made with cheese, and then it has an asterisk next to it. Cause it's like cheese-based soy paste or something. It's not. When you eat it, you know you're not eating anything good.
You're eating somewhere between 0-3% wood and 2-6% microplastic or something. Like, you're not eating it for the nutritional quality. You're eating it because it's a Totino's pizza. Fuck it, I'm hungry.
It's bachelor food, but it's like the IKEA furniture of pizza. It's not good in any way. It's cheap, but it's not good. But I wandered to the freezer section and I found an ultimate version, which is a dollar more, which means it's $2.50. So it's still fucking cheap in comparison to anything else. I think actually Kids Cuisine may still be more expensive.
I think it's like $3.99 or $4.99 for a Kid Cuisine now.
Not that I've had one in a while.
Banquet meals, I think, have gone up from 99 cents to $1.99, and that's saying something too.
Yeah, and we're talking like real budget bullshit food that a college kid is going to eat. Totino's pizza, ramen, budget meals. That's, but it's $2.50, which is still dirt cheap, but I tried it. And I gotta say, in comparison to a regular Totino's, I was impressed. Is it good pizza? No. Would I pick this over a Domino's? Fuck yes, I would.
Probably, yeah. Domino's.
That's so unimpressive.
Domino's price alone just puts it away from me, you know? Like, so, it wasn't good. Totino's found their niche with the pizza roll a lot more than the pizza, but this wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
I figured you got the pepperoni one, so I got the supreme one, the one that had the extra meats or whatever, and the pepperoni portion was good. I like the way Totino's pepperoni is. Even in the pizza roll, it just, it had this, like, crunchiness to it. Their pepperoni is pretty good. The sausage always just had this weird kind of taste to it. Not that it was bad, but it doesn't come off as beef sausage. It doesn't come off as pork sausage. Well, it doesn't come off as chicken. I don't know what it is. it's an amalgamation of whatever is made to look like sausage with spices. Well, and it still tastes that way.
Considering their cheese, that only makes sense.
No kidding about that,
When I had it, I was impressed by the fact that, sure, it's still the shitty crust. It's still, you know, you're not getting really good ingredients. But the cheese tasted more like cheese. The sauce tasted more like sauce. And the meat tasted more like meat.
It was a little bit better. It was a step up, you know. This was like, you know, your Friday night pizza at college rather than your Wednesday night pizza at college, if you want a treat, is what this would be to me. It wasn't half bad.
It's like Diet Dr. Pepper of pizza. It tastes more like regular pizza than you'd expect, but you're still comparing it to some pretty awful bullshit. But the thing is, I tried it, and I was impressed. Like, it's got a healthy amount of pepperoni. I think it has, like, the pepperoni I had two types. I had, like, slices and chunks, which is tasty.
I had like, 9 slices on mine. It's not a huge pizza. It's single serve for the most part. 9 pieces on a little pizza. That's pretty good.
It was pretty good. And, like, I thought the cheese was pretty decent. It all cooked up really well together. The thing that I was interested about, I don't know if you do this. Normally when I buy a Totino's, I'm trying to cover up some of the flavor because it's a shit pizza. So I'll throw on some mushrooms, I'll throw on some onion, I'll throw on, like, if they actually had, like, a full works pizza with fake onion and green pepper, because it wouldn't be real. I'd still try it. I like the extra ingredients. I like a full the works pizza normally. I had a pepperoni, and then because you bought your one, I bought another pepperoni to try, and I threw extra stuff on it. And I gotta say, the weird thing for me was, I thought actually adding extra toppings took away from what the ultimate pizza did really well.
Interesting. I don't usually do that. Like, it depends if it's like a, because this was a single serve thing, like I just kind of whatever. But if I'm making one for the house, like we'll toss some extra cheese, chicken, you know, maybe a little bit of bacon. Like we zhuzh it up somewhere in there. My wife loves chicken bacon ranch pizza. So, you know, we'll have stuff to make that always handy. But like, I do like the idea of adding a little bit of your own to it. So it's interesting that you add like what you like and you think would make it good. And it kind of detracted from the experience.
It was weird. Cause like, in part, I will blame the fact that I threw a little, I had some hard salami that I was using, and normally hard salami on pizza, fantastic. It made it even greasier, and I think that's because the Totino's pepperoni is greasy. So it was like, it was like Pizza Hut pizza greasy, which I was not expecting. But it all kind of just detracted. I thought it was better, like, I had some canned mushrooms, because canned mushrooms are fantastic on pizza. They're like perfect pizza mushrooms. Some Kalamata olives, garlic, some Italian seasoning, some pepper. It was good. But it wasn't as good as when I just had the pepperoni, which, yeah, it was just, I think the quality got too good that it detracted from, like, the slight improvement. I didn't want to cover up the pepperoni flavor this time, as opposed to a true shit, like, fucking Totino's, need to, because it's weird and gooey and not right.
Yeah, going for the enhancement, and it was almost overwhelming.
So, a Jack's pizza needs the enhancement. A Totino's Ultimate almost didn't, which, does that make it good, or does that make it bad?
I think for the price, I would range this in decent, to be honest.
It's
hard
to beat $250, yeah.
The price is really good, right? Like, yeah. I think you're still better off getting, like, you know, the Wegmans near me. Wegmans, I used to work there, makes fantastic frozen pizza, and it's fairly priced, like $7-$8 for a pie. Like, if you're getting a whole pie, I would still go that route. But if you're going the single serve action, like, usually I'm a Red Baron kind of guy, because I just like their deep dish style or whatever.
The deep dish,
like,
is good. That is true.
I might turn to this a little bit as, you know, something. I always have some kind of frozen pizza in my freezer, and maybe I'll have one or two of these in there from now on.
I mean, at least they're cheap. If you eat it and then you're like, I didn't really like it, you're not losing much money.
Yep. Exactly. I mean, I feel pretty bad when you get a frozen pizza for, like, some gourmet, you know, California kitchen, whatever.
That crap's nasty.
It just tastes like shit.
Yeah.
Like $11 for a frozen pizza. Like, ugh.
I've eaten at a real California Pizza Kitchen, because there used to be one, ironically, in Virginia. And I've had a couple of their frozens, and I just think their shit's nasty.
Yeah, not a fan. It's California-ing something is always a little much for me sometimes. Yeah,
overpriced and under-delivers. Like, okay, you can do a balsamic reduction and some weird goat cheese on here, but is it still pizza anymore if it doesn't have the basic ingredients I'm looking for?
Yeah, I'm still eating this off of a glorified tortilla. So, I mean,
right?
give me some
really?
Crust, please.
Yeah, give me something substantial. Let me get my teeth into some chew here, Jesus.
Yeah, right. No. And I like thin crust, but come on.
No, well, yeah, there's a line. You don't want a cracker, you want a thin crust. Yeah.
Exactly. I don't want matzah.
matzah pizza, that's something we could try later.
It's not a bad idea, but that would be good when it's intentional.
Well, yeah, I mean, you pick the right sauce for the cracker that doesn't overwhelm it. Probably want something that isn't too wet. You want something a little more paste-like.
And it's like a thicker sauce. We'd have to really brainstorm on that one. That could be cool.
Yeah. You mentioned this, I'm just curious. Your wife likes chicken bacon ranch. Is she someone that will dip her pet pizza into ranch?
She would dip it into a bit of ranch, yes. But she only eats, like, certain kinds of pizza. Like, she won't eat tomato sauce. It's got to be white sauce. And she won't eat, like, any of the normal. It's got to be chicken, bacon, ranch, or cheese, essentially, with, like, Alfredo on it. But, like, she does like the ranch. And that's new for her in the last 15 years or so of her life. So she dips in it. It's, you know, we grew up eating ranch, so we don't need to. But she does.
Ranch on a pizza is a very Midwest thing. And I've not yet come to understand. Like, I could see if you had, like, a buffalo chicken pizza, which at that point doesn't have tomato sauce, and in my head barely counts as pizza, but still.
It's a flatbread at that point.
You've got a buffalo chicken flatbread and a big slice. But if you did, like, one of those, like, ranch, like, line drizzles across it that's all arty, I could see that working. But then it's an accent. You're not using that as a sauce. A full dunk, like some people do, just sounds... that's too much.
It's a little much on the ranch, but I mean, you know, ranch is one of the top, I'd say, what, four condiments probably, compared to, like, ketchup, mayo, mustard, ranch are probably, like, most people's top four. So, I mean, if it's, at least it's not, I don't know, barbecue sauce, which is like, I guess would be weirder.
I know people who love chicken barbecue pizza, and I'm like, this is sweet and gross.
Too sweet. No. I don't like barbecue on my pizza. It's just too sweet.
No, you get some barbecue wings on the side with a normal pizza. Now we're talking. We've already established the rule of wings with pizza here. But, indeed. So, I guess that is the question then, is what do you pair wing-wise with an ultimate Totino's pizza then? Are we doing a Tyson's chicken strip, or what are we looking at?
I mean, you know, it all always comes back to food and everything that we do, especially because we're talking about food here. It's a food podcast now, right? I mean, I think we need to stay in the lane of, like, you know, affordability here, and it's definitely like a chicken nugget slash chunk. Maybe we get a little fancy and maybe go dino nugget or something like that. You know,
Do you do your own homemade saucy nugs then? Buy the dinos? Some of that shitty Buffalo Wild Wings medium hot? Yes. Yeah, okay.
Or like a little bit of garlic, a little bit of like Asian something, mix it all together. Like, yeah, it could be good.
Saucy nugs. Damn you, Wendy's, for that. That's, damn you. well, this has been Not So Live from Asteroid G, cursing Wendy's name. I'm your host, Mike Finkelstein.
Hey, your buddy Mike the Ghoul here. Gonna go restock his freezer with frozen pizza, because Tostino's not too bad, my friend.
I'm impressed, and that's what we gotta say right here. We will see you all next time.